From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. A senior source in South Africa's African National Congress Party tells Reuters News its executive committee decided to recall or remove President Jacob Zuma as head of state. Ryan Brooks has that story.
South Africa's ruling party moved to end the long struggle for Jacob Zuma to stay in power amid corruption allegations. Its executive committee has the authority to order Zuma to step down. However, local media are speculating he may refuse to. The source also said Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa went to speak with Zuma. The state broadcaster reported Ramaphosa's motorcade left the marathon meeting in Johannesburg. At the time, the ANC leadership had given Zuma 48 hours to resign. If Zuma is removed, Ramaphosa would potentially take over as head of state in a matter of days.
That was Ryan Brooks reporting. The Israeli military judge overseeing the trial of Palestinian teenager Eid Tamimi has ordered all proceedings to take place behind closed doors. Tamimi's lawyer objected.
The judge said that that we couldn't give a good explanation why the door should be open. But the fact is that the right to have closed doors is of the minor, not of the court.
The 17-year-old girl is on trial for slapping a pair of Israeli soldiers outside her West Bank home. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Tuesday that the alliance was ready to answer a U.S. call for NATO to expand its small training mission in Iraq to support reconstruction of the country after 3 years of war with Islamic militants. Stoltenberg told a news conference, "We have to win the peace," saying he expected NATO defense ministers to start planning for a bigger mission at a meeting in Brussels Thursday. This is VOA News. The friend of former South Korean leader Park Geun-hye, who was at the center of an influence-peddling scandal that rocked the country's business and political elite, has been sentenced to 20 years in jail. Michael Brown has the details.
Choi Soon-sil, a confidant of Park, was convicted of receiving bribes from South Korean conglomerates, including Samsung, the world's biggest maker of smartphones and semiconductors, and the Lotte Group. Choi's lawyer said the verdict was too harsh and will file an appeal. The court also sentenced chairman of Lotte, the country's fifth-largest conglomerate, Shin Dong-bin, to 2 years and 6 months in prison and ordered his immediate arrest. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.
North Korea's leader said he wants to improve the situation with South Korea after high-level delegations returned from the Winter Olympics. Sarah Hemrajani has that story.
North Korea's foes are pushing for maximum pressure. But state media reported Tuesday Kim Jong-un wants to foster the, quote, warm climate of reconciliation after the Winter Olympics. Amid all this chatter, things have become far quieter at the border since the opening ceremony. A senior military official told Reuters the North has turned down the volume on its set of massive loudspeakers that blast propaganda 24/7. It's not clear if the South has followed suit. Both sides have sent out a sonic assault of rhetoric, news and pop music at the DMZ since 2016.
Reporter Sarah Hemrajani. A warning has been issued by India's defense minister to Pakistan after gunfire erupted at an army camp over the weekend in the disputed region of Kashmir. Rosanna Philpott reports.
Pakistan will pay for this misadventure.
A warning from India's defense minister to Pakistan. 9 people died after militants stormed the camp's family housing before dawn on Saturday, including 5 soldiers and 1 civilian, a soldier's father. India has pointed the finger at the Pakistan-based Jaish-e-Mohammed militant group. Pakistan calls that accusation unfounded and irresponsible.
That was Rosanna Philpott reporting. The Pacific nation of Tonga on Tuesday began cleaning up damage caused by a cyclone that destroyed its parliament house as well as homes and churches. The storm was intensifying as it heads towards Fiji. Cyclone Geeta caused power outages after tearing through the island nation just south of the capital, Nuku'alofa, with winds exceeding 200 kilometers per hour at its landfall. Some 5,000 people stayed in evacuation centers overnight, according to officials, and an emergency was declared. There are no immediate reports of serious injuries or deaths. Michael Hirscher of Austria won the men's alpine combined event, the first career Olympic gold for one of skiing's greats. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.